sometimes in conversation with someone who is unfamiliar with Unitarian Universalism, they ask me, what do Unitarian Universalists worship? And the question always throws me for a loop, what do we worship? The word worship just on its own, at first, when I'm thinking of it analytically, makes me think of single-minded devotion, like lying on the floor praising a deity is the first thing that comes to my mind. And there is much beauty in that form of worship, and yet this is not the practice that I grew up with in this community. And so I'm left disoriented and wondering to myself, yes, what do we worship? I remember seeing a Hindu temple in New York City where the people there would wash and dress these statues of gods and goddesses as a way of showing their devotion. They might even bring food for these gods and goddesses. And this was for a class, so we asked one of the Hindu men there, you know, what's that all about? And he explained that it is through this love and devotion that life is awakened inside of the statues. And Hindus believe that the divine is present in every living and non-living thing, but it's this daily devotion. It takes some work on part of the humans, the bringing of food and draping of colorful cloth, to make a divine spark become more awake and able to hear and interact with the worshipers. Muslim worshipers remove their shoes before they go into the sanctuary where they will pray and listen and study. And in fact, I also learned recently, talking to one of our Muslim friends, that the people there at the Court Street Mosque, you actually take your shoes off before you go into the boardroom too, because they see their service as a board is also in service to Allah. So you remove your shoes. Muslims wash themselves before prayer so they can appear at their best before Allah. In worship, they show respect through the smallest details as a way of submitting totally to the will and wisdom of Allah. So when people say the word worship, I hear the most traditional meaning of the word. I think of the Catholic nuns I was trying to tell Xander and Madeline about. Not the ones who are out necessarily doing all the social justice work they do, but the ones you see in movies who are in the convent praying and singing from early in the morning until nighttime, seemingly unable to praise God enough, unable to show enough affection to Christ. And again, part of me envies that calm and discipline of this life, the simplicity and humbleness. And yet at the same time, this form of worship feels foreign to me, something to be admired rather than to participate in myself. So when I am asked, what do Unitarian Universalists worship, I'm uncertain at first. Worship feels like something unified, everyone praising, submitting, devoting themselves to the same deity, the same text. And we Unitarian Universalists don't have one goddess or many gods or one text that we all agree. So I've wanted for some time now to explore this idea with you all, figure out an answer we can give when asked what we worship. As it turns out, there are many layers of meaning to the word worship. The act of worship has been shaped and reshaped by human beings for centuries. The Jewish people in the Hebrew Bible originally were supposed to make their way seasonally to Jerusalem to worship there. And worship meant not going to a temple, but the temple. It was in this one physical location that a very specific kind of worship could take place. But then twice in the early history of Judaism, the temple was destroyed by conquering armies, and people were forced to carry their tradition and their rituals and language of worship with them. As it's written in the tradition, the Jewish people had to carry their covenant with God on the tablets of their hearts. And worship throughout Jewish history shifted away from needing to be in one specific place to worship and became more about the mental and emotional state one enters while worshiping. Worship has become more about the recorded words of their tradition, which can be taken with them wherever they go. Like the poem we heard earlier, the experience of worship can take place anywhere, not just within the walls of houses of worship. And the definition of worship in the Christian tradition is something a number of Christian scholars study. And one reason for that is that in the Hebrew Bible and the Christian scriptures, the Old and New Testament, we know them as, the translators who have translated Hebrew or Greek into English have translated words like service, labor, making or creating, inquiring, seeking, being in awe. All of these words have been translated into the English worship. So other communities spend a lot of time trying to figure out what is it that we mean by worship. And in this, I think we might be beginning to hear a concept of worship that many Unitarian Universalists would resonate with. Seeking, being in awe, creating, serving others. And of course, something else I always like to do is look at the old English word. And it could be somebody else knows how to pronounce this better than I do, but I think it's Weirdspeis is the old English. And it's broken down, if you look at the literal meaning, I've seen it two different ways. It either means shaping worth, as in shaping what is of worth, or I've seen it broken down to mean acknowledgement of worth in the original, the old English. But you can see the way that it's written. Can you see that word? Weirdspeis, maybe? The way that it's written, it kind of looks like worth spice to me. So it's like when we worship, we add the spice of worth. To worship is to hold up and celebrate and give thanks for what has worth in life. That is what matters most in life. So when we gather in this room, we typically hear about ideas and concepts that we can hear about anywhere else. We don't have to come to church to hear about things like death, love, hope, forgiveness. But by lifting them up in community, we are taking the time to pay attention to how these experiences make our lives meaningful. In worship, we experience why love and forgiveness matter. We contemplate how to face our own death and how to heal after the death of people we love. And we do this because we realize that lessons about living well in the face of death and lessons about how to heal from loss have great worth and value. So in worship, we notice and feel and think about what matters most, what has worth to us. Worship is us coming together to claim that the natural world, the discoveries of physics, the experience of human kindness, the wisdom taught by the Buddha or the Prophet Muhammad, all of these are worthy of our attention. So to return to our explanation of that old English word, worship is the act of feeling awe and gratitude, declaring through our actions that an idea or experience is worthy of gratitude and worthy of commitment. that is the beginning of how Unitarian Universalists worship. And there's another issue that I've run into when discussing worship and Unitarian Universalism. Sometimes when describing our faith, I give a brief summary of our history. And for me, I think each of you would do this in a different way, but for me, when I give a summary of our history and our identity, it's very focused on the value of human life. You know, the Universalists believe God was so loving that all people didn't have original sin and would end up saved in heaven. And the Unitarians focus on the gift of reason and all these things in human nature that they saw as good. And I always mention our first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of all people. For me, the building and deepening of human relationships and respect for one another is the meaning of life. So that's why I describe it that way. But describing it that way once led to a friend asking me, so do Unitarian Universalists worship humans or humanity? And that is a really tricky question in a way. Because at first, I wish I had thought about this. I gave a really terrible answer and asked that we come back to it another time. But I thought about maybe asking my friend, you know, that depends on what worship means to you. And I wanted to ask that because when I first hear that phrase, do Unitarian Universalists worship humans? It sounds dangerous to me for some reason. I see some nodding. Other people agree. So whether or not this is what my friend intended, I heard her asking, do you think human beings are perfect, you know, infallible? Do you think human beings are the center of the universe? And I have to say, again, because in many ways our theology kind of says that in a way. But if I go back to thinking of worship as the acknowledgement of what has worth in life, then human beings are definitely on the top of that list for me. Unitarian Universalists see human life and human ability to reason, human love, as being immensely worthy of awe and gratitude. And still, I hope we would be hard-pressed to find a lot of Unitarian Universalists who thought human beings were perfect or had all of the answers. So worship is also the act of shaping what is of worth. It seems to me human beings factor into that as well. As human beings are our hope for shaping, building, making the world more fair and kind. And some Unitarian Universalists think this is because human beings are the hands and energy of God on earth. And some Unitarian Universalists think this because human beings have evolved with the gifts of reason and creativity and compassion. But whatever angle you are coming to it from, Unitarian Universalists feel that human beings are responsible for creating a more kind and fair world, shaping a world of worth. So in response to my friend's question, do Unitarian Universalists worship human beings? I would answer that we acknowledge, celebrate, study, experience, and are grateful for the potential for good and the spark of love that exists in every human soul. I would say that we feel human beings are responsible for shaping a better world. But I don't know, I have to keep thinking, because the idea of worshiping humanity feels dangerous still. So after a month of thinking about what to say when asked, what do Unitarian Universalists worship? Here's what I have to tell you about how you can respond. So step one, don't panic. It probably feels like a difficult question to answer, and that can feel kind of embarrassing. It does for me sometimes, because it seems like a pretty basic question to ask a person of faith. So step two, think of adding the spice of worth. So and with the spice of worth in mind, imagine that they are asking instead, what do Unitarian Universalists think has worth in life? What do you think has value or meaning? Step three, I can't really answer for any of you individually, but in response to your own question there, what has value and meaning, you might say things like human community, love, justice, the wisdom of the world's religions, the natural world, use of reason, our sense of wonder. And step four, if you still haven't answered the question fully, you can always rephrase the question from what do Unitarian Universalists worship to how do Unitarian Universalists worship. And then the final step, picture what you do when you are with other Unitarian Universalists. Do you ask questions, explore your doubts, share your worries and your joys, and receive the support and love of a community? You experience awe of scientific discovery and human compassion and tenacity, wonder of the beauty of the earth and all its inhabitants? Do you light and extinguish a chalice to mark the sacred hour we take to acknowledge what has value and what makes our lives full of meaning? Do we take the time to give thanks for all these things in life that are of ultimate worth? So I hope at least that this is a starting place for your own exploration of how you will answer the question of what worship means to you. Blessed be. Amen.